Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. In this episode, you're going to get 4 practical steps you can take to transform your team's resistance to change and get everyone moving again. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Hey, welcome to the show. In this episode, you're going to get specific tactics and words you can use that will transform your team's resistance to change. And when you use these tools, you'll be able to energize your team for change instead of having them resist, improve productivity, and lower the amount of time it takes to implement new ideas, and improve your team's problem solving, even getting better solutions than you might have come up with yourself. So let's set the stage here. Let's say that you've been working hard with your colleagues on a new idea, new initiative, one you know will make things better. The strategy's sound. The data backs it up. But when you present it to your team, instead of nodding heads and momentum, you're met with blank stares, crossed arms, or maybe polite nods, followed by silence. In these situations, if you keep pushing, the best you'll get is barely there compliance, and your normal, energetic team is suddenly showing resistance to change. So now what? What's happening? How do you solve it? Well, there are 4 steps I want to walk you through, but before I walk you through these specific steps, I want you to think about the last show that you binged. Streaming. You sat down, you meant to watch 1 episode, next thing you know, you'd watched 3. You didn't press next episode because everything in the episode you just watched had neatly resolved. You kept watching because you had questions. The hero just made a risky choice. The villain was gaining ground. The romance was uncertain. You kept going because you had to know what happens next. And what happens next isn't just superb storytelling. What happens next is also vital for great leadership. And as a leader, especially in today's fast-moving, change-filled world, helping your team embrace new ideas isn't about having all the answers. In fact, if you only lead with a bunch of your answers and your ideas, you'll actually increase resistance. Instead, you can create the kind of curiosity that drives momentum and better problem solving, and you do that by investing in 4 dimensions of meaningful collaboration. We've talked about these on previous episodes, but never with this application. And I've been sharing this with several of our clients lately and different organizations, and they have been using this really well and having good results with it. So I wanted to share it with you too. These 4 dimensions, they're connection, clarity, curiosity, and commitment. So here's how you can lead your team through new ideas in a way that builds ownership and innovation and keeps them wanting to press the next button. Ultimately, you'll transform that resistance to change into powerful problem solving. Okay, step 1, we're going to start with connection. This is building trust before you build anything else. So this really comes before the new idea and having that conversation with your team. Every story, every great story that you watch or read, you start with characters you care about. You need to connect with them before you care what happens to them And the same is true for your team. If your people don't feel seen, heard, or respected, no amount of strategy or vision's going to stick. And the time for that connection happens before you need to introduce the new idea or initiative. So take that time to build real connection, not just small talk, real human-to-human moments. And I'm not talking about being overly personal or forcing people to share things they'd rather keep to themselves. That's not connection. Connection's about authenticity, about being real, starting from a place of shared humanity, building that foundation of trust. That trust buys you the grace to create a little tension, the good kind of tension, and that will lead us to step two. So step two, this is where you're going to create tension and then not resolve it quite yet. So going back to our shows that we're binging here, people binge shows because they want to know what happens next. And one of the most powerful leadership tools you have to help your team move through resistance to change is to create that same kind of tension. You do that with clarity about what's at stake and then resist the urge to jump in and solve it too quickly. So instead of walking into the room and dropping your new plan on the team, instead, begin by explaining the story and what's at stake. What's the problem or opportunity that your team or organization or customers are facing right now? What are the consequences of the problem? What are the positive outcomes of the opportunity? Then pause. Let that tension live for a moment. Your goal here is to make space for people to feel the problem and want to think about solutions. And that desire that they have to close the gap, that's the fuel for transforming that resistance into momentum. But you don't want to jump in and try to solve it too quickly. Your job here is not spoon-feeding solutions. It's creating an environment where people are invited to wrestle with the real problems. And I'll give you a personal example. So I, early in my career as a leader, I had a team of 3-4 people, something I had to figure out on my own because I had one team member in particular who really disliked change. Any new idea scared her, and she was very resistant. I'd bring up a new idea to the group, she'd immediately get concerned, kind of fold her arms and disengage. But she was a great team member. She was dedicated, very competent, thoughtful. And so I tried this strategy. Like, all right, instead of bringing my idea, I'll start by bringing the problem. And the way that I would do this is, you know, I'd start a meeting and say, hey, folks, we've got a problem. Then I would pause until somebody said, well, David, what is it? Then I'd explain the problem. Here's the situation. Then again, I would pause. And eventually she would be the one to say, well, gosh, that is a problem. What are we going to do? And as soon as you have that kind of response, that's what you're looking for. Okay, once you've explained the problem and people are leaning in, curious what's going to happen next, now it's time for step three, which is curiosity, where you're going to help them to lean in even more. Once people feel that tension, you shift to curiosity. This is where your team starts to imagine and co-create. Again, your best leadership move here is not a presentation, it's to pause. Even if they do immediately turn to you for solutions, resist the urge to offer your own answers right away. Instead, lead with questions. Questions like, you know, you might start, well, yeah, I do agree with you. It is a problem. What do you think will happen if we don't do anything differently? So that they're experiencing and really feeling and steeping in the consequences, the reason that change is needed. That question is critical because it helps people have their own desire to change as opposed to not understanding the consequences and why are you doing this change to us? Some other questions. How do you think we can solve this? What do you suggest we do next? And you're not asking rhetorical questions. You're really genuinely asking. These are invitations to consider the problem and offer solutions. Sometimes your team's going to come up with the solution that you'd already considered. That's great. But often they'll come up with something even better. And either of these are gold because you can use them. And now the team owns the solution. It wasn't your idea, it's their idea. And they're that much more likely to have energy and momentum around it. And even if they don't come up with an idea and they're asking you, you know, well, David, what do you think we can do here? Then after a while, that curiosity, you can put your solution in the mix. Well, I've been thinking about this, but stay curious. Just a little bit longer, stay curious and ask, you know, okay, this was my idea. How might you improve that suggestion? How can we make it better? This is what I've been thinking about. What are your thoughts? And finally, it's time for step four. This is where we're going to move the discussion to commitment and close the loop with clear next steps. Every binge-worthy story eventually resolves, at least for now, and your team needs that too. And we got to turn all of this discussion into concrete results. So you're going to introduce some clarity once again by getting specific. You're going to be explicit. No vague agreements. No, we're going to circle back. None of that. Transform resistance to change by getting really clear about next steps. Ensure everyone leaves with a shared understanding. And this is where some specific phrases will come in handy. You can try, what are our specific next steps? Make sure that you've got clarity about who's doing what by when. How will we hold ourselves accountable and celebrate success? Or of course, one of my favorites, schedule the finish. Let's schedule time to talk about this again and see how our solution is working. So you bake the accountability, you bake the momentum and the follow-up in. And also that whatever you choose to do today is not one and done, you're gonna evaluate it and make tweaks as you go forward. Those commitment closer questions are gonna build rhythm. You keep everyone engaged beyond your initial discussion and ensure the conversation turns into results. And that follow-up discussion, when you schedule the finish and actually get to that follow-up discussion, maybe it's the start of a series, not just a one-episode drop here. So as you're thinking about helping your team overcome their resistance to change, a final thought here, a way to think about this. Again, going back to our show, you're not the hero. Your team is. That's your job, to make them the heroes. You might think your job's to be the visionary, the fixer, the one with all the bold new ideas, but real leadership is more like being a great showrunner. You build the structure, shape the narrative, shape the tension, then let the cast, that's your team, shine and do their thing. You can't have all the answers. It's impossible. So frame the story, stir up their thinking, and then co-write what happens next. In a world with high burnout, low tolerance, change fatigue, teams don't necessarily need more mandates. They need leaders like you who will spark curiosity, create that clarity, and build commitment with shared ownership. So the next time you need your team to embrace a new idea, don't just pitch it. Help them want to see what happens next. And listen, these leadership and team conversations about change or any other tough work conversations, they're not easy. That's why we put together an entire leader's guide to powerful phrases that you and your team can use with one another to navigate all the tough conversations at work. This guide will help you reduce stress, improve morale, productivity, and it's yours free. Go to letsgrowleaders.com/podcast, download it today. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communications tools and skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. And thanks as always to our producer, sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep and Space Digital Business Services and Laura at Bruck Marketing for their work on this episode, as well as all the times they adapt to my change and toss in their ideas about how to make it better. Until next time, be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
The UPS Store is making packing and shipping Easter gifts quicker than ever this year with UPS Air. How quick? Quicker than a walk around the park. Quicker than eating all the Easter candies. Quicker than finding a golden egg that you know is stuffed with cash. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS Store, your items arrive on time or your money back. Guaranteed at no extra cost. Exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail locations. Send Easter joy on time at the UPS Store. Visit the upsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.